You're listening to KTOO's Public Media Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here from the Generator Theater Company. Welcome Ryan Conroe and Lori Clow. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for being here today. You'll both be talking about the production Saints of Failure that opens February 7th. And before we get into that, I was hoping you'd tell me a bit about Generator Theater Company.
Yeah, thanks, Shelley. Happy to. So my name is Ryan Conroe, and I'm a part of Generator Theater Company, which is a Juno-based theater company. We formed in 2007 under the name Thunder Mountain Theater Project. And it was a group of us who collaborated often in different arts engagements in Juno at the time. The founding members were me along with Kristen Garreau, who's stage managing this production this weekend, Saints of Failure, along with Enrique Bravo and Flordelino Lagandino, who are both formerly of Juno theater makers and who both continue to spend time here and have connections here in the arts community. So we created this company really as a way to continue to make work of our own and pursue our own artistic growth. Our third season, we created a production, and it was the same year that Thunder Mountain High School opened, and the local newspaper published a big, beautiful banner advertising our show, and it said, Thunder Mountain High School's production of, and we're like, oops, so we changed our name after that little thing happened.
Good call.
Yeah, so we went from being Thunder Mountain Theater Project to Generator Theater Company, which kind of reflects the spirit of the organization that we make our own work. Over the years, we've produced both scripted plays, production like Beauty Queen of Linan, which we produced in the what is now the Rockwell restaurant space. Mm. We produced Sam Shepard's True West, which was in the Canvas space. And then in more recent years, our projects have been have included new original scripted works, including a couple of projects by Mary Ellefson, directed by Shona Strausser Osterhout, including Home But Not Less, which was a piece exploring and examining the issues of homelessness in Juno. So we continue to sort of explore the work that inspires us and that we hope inspires the community as well. And that's what leads us to this project here.
Yeah, Saints of Failure, your current project. It sounds really unique. It's short, for one, only 50 minutes. There will only be two performances.
That's right.
It involves live makeup transformations, and it's site-specific. Tell me more about all those things.
Yeah, sure. So the piece is called Saints of Failure, and it's an exploration of queer Christian identity, what happens when one identifies as LGBTQ and is pursuing faith, questions of faith. And I think it zooms out from that as well into larger questions of what happens when certain aspects of life are not looking like we hope they might, or we're not fulfilling expectations of the sort of script of our lives, and those moments of quote-unquote failure. It's rooted in my own personal story, so it's like a memoir piece. I share stories of my experience growing up gay and Catholic, and what happens in the space between those things. And that space between those things is sometimes really tough and sometimes hilarious and ridiculous. And the space and the piece, I think, ranges between those different tones. I went to graduate school at Goddard College for interdisciplinary arts and met a makeup artist there named Risha Rocks, and she and I co-created this. She designed this series of makeup looks, these kind of icons, like saintly icons, and then coached me on applying the makeup while I tell the stories.
Oh.
So I'm applying the makeup as a performance, as almost choreography with makeup while I'm doing the storytelling.
Right, because you're the creator and the performer, and it sounds like you're also the makeup artist.
That's right. Well, yeah, she designed it,
but I'm
the one doing the actual
as part of the performance. That's very cool. We have some pictures up on our website, ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what's going on in this first one? I don't want to put you in a position to give away spoilers, but
sure.
But it's
so
really cool.
Well, thank you. You mentioned also that it's site specific, so. The piece has happened as workshop production in different venues over the past few years. And this past fall was its actual premiere in Brooklyn in a venue called Lafayette Avenue Presbyterian Church, which is actually the church that I now go to. I'm a member of that church. And we did it in the sanctuary, in the main worship space the leadership of the church was eager to host this piece, which I think asks questions about big questions about faith. And so in the piece, I kind of name some of these moments of quote unquote failure, which are actually sometimes the lead to the best things in life, name them as saints. Hence the title, Saints of Failure. Mm. So there's different icons, for example, the Saint of Shame. And the image you're looking at now, it's an image of me with adding makeup to my body, and that's creating the look of the Saint of Rage. Rage being an emotion that, you know, socially we're taught to sort of try to squash that. But what happens if we embrace it and allow our anger and see what comes on the other side of it? Much of the performance at a makeup table that sort of looks like an altar, and I'm using the materials at the table to create these kind of iconographic images while telling the story.
All right. There's more pictures up on the web, but I won't make you describe every one of them. I want people to come and see it. Lori Clough, shifting over to you, you're accompanying Ryan on the organ. Is that the instrument that best fits the imagery, the site, the subject material?
Well, I think probably 99% of the population identifies the organ with church. As an organist, if you don't play at church, you pretty much don't play, because that's who owns organs and they're expensive.
What is that one in the state office building?
Yeah, and I played that one. It's sort of the outlier, but it's, you know, a little bit of a dinosaur from a culture that is, you could also play at a skating rink or at a pizza parlor, but not even at ball games anymore. So, I think that's why it is such a natural thing. It puts people in the spirit of thinking about church when they hear the organ. But the organ in this work is used in a little bit non-traditional ways. It's a little bit of underscoring to highlight the emotional state of the story that's being told. And sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's touching. Just like any kind of underscoring. It's made me to listen to television or movies differently while I've been working on this.
Oh, neat.
How do you create that? And also, it's a little bit like being an accompanist, where you've got the artist, the soloist, and I'm backing him up. And so I get ideas from him, and then I try to build with them, too.
And is all of the music original, or some of it?
No, some of it's original. Most of it is improvs, but at the end of each piece and of each saint, there's four saints?
That's right. There's
four saints. It's like we told the story of the saint. Like if you are a Catholic, there's these little cards that tell the story of a saint, and every saint has a story. Well, these aren't the saints that anybody's ever heard of, and they don't have names like Saint Ryan or anything like that.
Not yet.
But yeah, not yet.
Aspirations. Hashtag goals.
But they have an emotion associated with them. And, you know, if you go to the traditional saints, you seem to have martyrdom as the real thing, or miracles. And this is more about, you know, what these saints speak to him and how he tries to use them to tell his story and also identify. So once we clarify that this is the saint of whatever, like that was Rage, the picture we were looking at, then he's got the saintly look of Rage that he has created. And then I play about a 30-second piece of music that Ryan and I have worked together. And some of that is improv, but a lot of it is composed music that we think is a good match for creating the emotion that he's creating with his makeup and his acting.
So you're the accompanist. You play the organ. You're an organ player. Are you an actor as well in the theater company?
Nope, I am backup.
So you're kind of also a bit of, like, you have a different perspective as maybe part of, like, a semi-audience member.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What do you think of the work so far?
Well, you know, when I first heard about it was Ryan emailed me out of the blue back in the end of December, and I was sort of looking for a music direction for the winter when I'm not a Gastineau guide, because I'm too busy in the summer is what it could be. And this one just was fascinating, because as an organist, hardly ever does anybody want you to play anything other than, you know, traditional kind of church music. And it gave me a sort of creative outlook. And then I looked at the piece. I had a recording. First, I just had the script and I thought, these are just human stories. You know, no one should be afraid by the concept of performance art. This is so accessible. These are stories that, you know, all of us have our issues, and some of them are true no matter who you are, and others might be more particular to him, but it's very human, you know, the emotions we're talking about, whether it's shame or rage or failure or despair. These are human emotions. So it's very accessible work. And I like the universality of it. The Saint of Control was really one of my favorites because everybody likes to believe they're in control of their life. And guess what? None of us are.
That's a great response. Thank you, Lori. So we've talked about how it's site-specific and it premiered in Brooklyn at a church. And now it's going to be here. The Juno premiere takes place at the Church of the Holy Trinity. How did you make that connection?
Yeah, sure. So we are really excited to be presenting it in the sanctuary at Holy Trinity and really grateful to Father Gordon Blue and to Allison Talley and to the other leadership at Holy Trinity for saying yes to this and hosting the production in the sanctuary. Kristen Groh, who's a founding member of Generator Theater, who's an awesome educator and an education administrator here in Juneau, is also an awesome stage manager and stage managing this production and is a member at Holy Trinity Church. So with her help, I approached the leadership of Holy Trinity. And it's a space that I've spent a lot of time in over my years living in Juneau, a space that's been important to me in different ways. And I remember the church that preceded the current one before the fire that burned the old church down. And so I think all that history is really powerful to include and acknowledge when we start the piece, that this is a space that means a lot to our community and that all of that's in there when we go into the piece. The sanctuary, as you can imagine, sort of provides the scenic design of the show. It does all the work of telling us where are we now. We're in a space of worship, a space of meditation, reflection, and community gathering together. And it's starting from that point that the room sort of does automatically that we begin sharing stories together. I should mention, if I may, that I said sharing stories and it reminded me that each performance is followed by a post-show community conversation. So the performance is intentionally a little under an hour so that there's time for us to invite people to stay. We have some various leaders in the community who are going to facilitate those conversations. Friday night, it's Sarah Lynn Tabachnik and Ricky Tagaban. And Saturday night, it's Austin Tagaban and Emily Mesh to sort of invite people to reflect on what's coming up for them from the piece and what stories they might want to share in the same frame. So if you come and you'd like to stay, we'd love for you to stay and listen and share further.
All right. That sounds like good stuff. So Ryan Conero, Lori Clow, we also mentioned Kristen Garreau and Risha Rocks, and you also have some directors and costume designers and production associates. Do you want to give any credits, shout-outs?
I do. I'll start with really key people here in Juneau who have contributed so much to the project, including the people we've already named. Lewis Chapman and Lily Odekirk are both production associates, which is a fancy multi-syllable term meaning doing whatever else we hope and need and contributing really as collaborators and are giving wonderful input and reflection on how we create the piece anew here and also supporting with, makeup elements and lighting installation. Matt Davidson and John Staub we have one scenic element that needs to be built and installed in each church space that we do the piece, and they created the Juno version of that, and it's beautiful and it looks like it was made for the church. It was made for the church, but it looks of the church sanctuary. So grateful to them for their work. Ellie Heyman directed the production in New York, and so this production, she's not here with us right now, but this is her direction, and it's fun to bring a piece that has sort of the fingerprints of an artist of her caliber. She's someone I met years ago when I was back east from Juneau for a theater workshop. She's the director in residence at Joe's Pub at the Public Theater, so kind of a big downtown theater hub in New York, and I've known her for a long time and never worked with her in this way, but was excited to trust her with really getting into the writing with me. So it's billed as directed by her and developed with her because a lot of my writing was sort of guided and pushed and prodded by her prompts.
Excellent, excellent. So Saints of Failure, it opens this weekend, Friday the 7th and Saturday the 8th at 7:30, both evenings at the Holy Trinity Church. I get that right. Church of the Holy Trinity here in downtown. Ryan Conero and Lori Clow, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thanks for
having
us, Shelley.
Have a great opening this weekend.
Thank you.